Yesterday, George told us the story of emceeing the big Cowboys reunion on Saturday night at Gillies, 25th anniversary of the 92 Super Bowl winners. And everybody was there, the Triplets and Jimmy, and our next guest, the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, who joins us on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning,
hey, good
Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Morning. Well, how was that evening?
You know, it was a very positive evening. We had a good time out there. It was good. You know, it was benefiting the homeless children of the United Way.
Yes.
And it was for a very good cause. Very good cause.
Yeah.
And it was good to see so many familiar faces there. We had Hall of Famers like the Troy Aikens, Michael Irvin.
Irvin, uh-huh.
Emmitting, Smithing. The old, those are the Triplets. That's what we used to call them.
Yeah, right.
And we even had Larry Allen was there. Of course, after he went through the buffet, we had to order out for Papa John's. That was unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But can you believe it's been 22 years we ain't sniffed a Super Bowl? Can you believe that?
That is a long time, Jerry. I didn't think about that on Saturday.
I did not think that when we won that that last Super Bowl that it would be this long.
22 years.
It'd be me being 80 years old out of Gillies celebrating and toasting to all these old Cowboys. Last ones won a Super Bowl for us. But, hey, George.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah.
George.
Yes.
Did you like those three Super Bowl celebrations we had?
I did. I enjoyed it. It was a great time.
You know, I want to say, you know, George, we didn't think that you were going to do this gig.
Why is that? Oh, because you thought Joe Buck was going to do it?
No, we thought Jody Dean was going to do it. We tried to get him, and he turned us down.
Turned you down.
Well, he would have done a good job, I'm sure.
And I didn't appreciate you impersonating me, George.
Well, it's just a little joke, you know, for like 15 seconds or
so. No, I don't appreciate it. I consider myself unpersonatable.
What?
Let me ask you this. After when I was sitting up there hearing you try to sound like me,
mm-hmm.
Are you the one that does that fake Jonesy on the ticket?
No, that's not me.
No, I think it's you.
No.
And I'm going to find out whoever does that thing, and I'm going to have him killed.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Because I don't appreciate it very much, and I'm not joking.
Oh, come on. It's all in fun.
No, it's not all in fun. Now, you know that I'm very popular. Very popular.
You are.
With the Cowboy fans. I don't think they appreciate you impersonating me.
Oh, no. I think they think it's funny. They like you. They like jokes.
Boy, old Barry sure was enjoying himself out there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a good time.
He had a few pops in him.
Yeah, I think you did, too. I think we all did. It was good times.
I think if he blew on that breathalyzer, he would have scored about a .18.
He'd have hung half a hundred.
And a half. Yeah, .5. Half a hundred. Hey, listen. Did you like that Dwight Yoakams?
Yeah, I did like Dwight Yoakam. I thought he was great.
He got up there, and he sang them country songs, and he sang another and then another, and I was dancing. Matter of fact, Roosevelt and I stayed there till 2 in the morning dancing our cowboy-loving asses off.
Yeah, I did see Roosevelt there, yeah.
We had fun. Roosevelt even taught me a dance called the Stanky Leg. Can you dance a stanky leg?
Yeah, I could attempt it. I'd like to see you do it, though. That sounds awesome.
Oh, I can do it. I was doing Running Man and caterpillaring, and I was doing it all. Sprinkler. I was doing a sprinkler.
Like to see that?
And I tell you what, that event, I used that opportunity to offer both Barry and Jimmy the head coaching job.
I just brought it all back to you, huh?
Brought it all back to me, how successful the both of them were. I told them, hey, look, I'll fire Garrett from the podium up here if you say yes.
Now, that would have been newsworthy.
Yeah, that would be fair to Coach Garrett.
It would have been, but we thank you for your service up there, George, and I'm just glad I didn't have to bring Jerry Jr. along. He stayed back at home with a babysitter.
Well, it was good to see you, too. Congratulations.
Good to see you, George, and non-George, we missed you there.
Yeah, I wish I could have been there.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. There goes Jerry.